happens.
My home! My home! New Jersey's my home!
Tell you that I never knew I'd be singing about my home, New Jersey, part two. Couldn't fit all of Jersey in just one song. Like the Jets, Freehold Raceway, and Lake of Hackon. Jersey's my home.
My home, Jersey's my home.
State makes me happy.
My home, Jersey's my home.
No place I'd rather be.
My home,
been right here in New Jersey.
My home, Jersey's my home.
You can take a hike on the Appalachian Trail, fly over Ocean City in a parasail. You can hunt, you can fish, see a rodeo. Got some great spots to take in a show. Just my home.
Yes, I know. New Jersey is the butt of many jokes, but I am home in New Jersey. It's the seaside edition of America Tonight. How you doing, America? What are you feeling in those nooks and crannies? Hopefully some positive things are happening in your life. I feel awful that people, and I believe this to be true, people are concerned about going to movies. Man, as a movie fan, what are my two favorite things to do when I'm not talking to all of you in this great country? Go and smacking some golf balls around at one of those ranges or catching a movie somewhere. I like going to the movies. I think it's the great escape because you can be transported to so many places. Even though we might not all agree about the places that we're transported to, it is one of our best escapes. And sadly, it was shattered for too many people, too many young people, at a movie, a special movie, one that a lot of them in the theater wanted to see and were talking about for a long time because of all the hype of the movie theater company, Warner Brothers, pumping out their great release, the Batman movie. And it had been a long time coming. So you'd see little snippets and you'd see the Batman symbol sometimes when you went to various theaters. So we all know, we've already heard every aspect of the shooting, and actually now many of the victims are being buried. They're having funerals or celebrations or what have you for the people who were killed at that movie theater. You think of all the ways that you could possibly die. You know, it's the thing about death and taxes. And the one thing that most of us aren't anticipating is we'll be randomly selected at the hands of some nut who decides to open fire. And in the world we live in, we've seen this repeatedly in workplaces, in hospitals, which is unbelievable. Certainly in schools. Columbine was just heartbreaking. I was doing a sports show and I was in a newsroom, and I can remember seeing that flash across the tube and then the reaction to it. And we had one of the first reporters on the scene, Jeff Cass, came on with us in our last show to talk about, you know, what it was like, things that he witnessed, what he saw, and now what he's been able to learn about some of these mass shootings. And I think in pushing this whole thing forward, what do you do to just be more aware? Be more aware of your surroundings so that maybe you get, I don't want to call it lucky, but maybe you get yourself in a position where you're more aware, and maybe there's a way that you can find a way to protect yourself should you find yourself in one of those unthinkable circumstances. When I leave my house, when you leave your house to go down the street to the Wawa, I had to get that reference in. New Jersey Coffee convenience store. Awesome coffee. When you go down to the store, to the Piggly Wiggly, to the Acme, to the wherever, to the Tom Thumb, you're not thinking that this is your day, that this is it. My grandmother used to say that there's a number that was stamped on us when we were born. It's just unthinkable. It's unthinkable that these things are happening, but this is life, and, you know, we're all adults. So the bottom line is you just have to take as much responsibility as you can. And I think you don't live in fear. You make the choice to live in fear or not live in fear. And we can, it's like the old saying of, you know, you can walk across the street and just as easily get hit by a bus or have something else happen to you. It's terrible for the victims, without a doubt. For those families, it's heartbreaking that in an instant their life is changed, in an instant that they're not prepared for, everything changes. So we're going to talk about that this hour on America Tonight, plus some other things. I'm actually going to go to a what I call the Daily Salute. The Daily Salute can be anything that's positive. It can be something someone's done in your community. I always say this. If you see somebody doing something that you think is worthy of a shout-out, send me the info. Send me what the story is. It doesn't always have to be, you know, sometimes on the show, occasionally it'll be famous people. I actually even gave a salute out the other day to Christian Bale because, yes, he played Batman in the movie. As an actor, he certainly didn't have to go down to Aurora, Colorado and go and visit the people in the hospital who were wounded or go to the site where people were laying flowers down and lay some flowers down, too. So bravo to him that he did it. And the theater had nothing to do with it. Warner Brothers, rather, the production company, had nothing to do with it. So he wasn't forced to do that. That's something that he took on upon himself, and that's worth a little applause because he wasn't looking for publicity. He was, in fact, trying very hard to not be necessarily noticed. He wanted to go in. He wanted to try to do what he could to brighten some of the people up, if you will, who were laying in hospital beds. And there are still 13 people in critical condition. Remember, it was 58 people who were also wounded, different kinds of wounds. So 13 fighting to survive this. And let's really hope and pray that these people hang on. It's a story now of survival, of the people who survived, of the people who helped the other people survive. The oldest shooting victim was a 51-year-old who was just taking his teenage daughters to the movies to see a movie they really, really wanted to see. And they survived. He did not. 51-year-old Gordon Gowden was buried, and lots of people showed up to send him off, including many, many, many people who felt touched by the story. They weren't rubberneckers. They weren't turned on by the sick details of everything that happened. They just felt compelled to reach out to the family or acquaintances in some way. So they went to the non-denominational church that he attended. So good for them for lending support. All right, coming up on the flip side, some odds and ends. You can weigh in, 855-266-KATE. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional
supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at camelmilkforsale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
Tonight, I said it at the top, how's everyone feeling? I'll tell you, it's a wicked blame game when something unexplainable happens. That's what it is. You want to blame somebody. The anger really rises in so many people. And some of that blame is going to be shoved on to the theater itself and to Warner Brothers. Should the movie company be responsible for the actions of James Holmes, for what he did? Should they be responsible because of the kind of movie they produce? Especially, he said, oh, I'm the Joker, and the Joker that he was referring to, in case you haven't seen the Batman movies, would be the movie before the current one that's showing right now. Because the Joker in it, it was very dark. He was a serial killer, and that was played by Heath Ledger, and was a legendary performance, frankly, for how wicked he was in the movie. There's a big difference, movie, reality. And I think that you're going to see more lawsuits probably go against Warner Brothers, which, by the way, they threw out $2 million to the victims so far. If you want to weigh in, you certainly can. 855-266-KATE. 855-266-KATE. Let's go to Ray in Missouri. Hey, Ray.
Hey. Good to talk to you again.
Good to talk to you, too.
Hey, if you're going to go to Warner Brothers, you're going to have to go way further back than this. how can they blame Warner Brothers for making this movie? Why not Bob Kane and Bill Finger?
Yeah, you're right. You could roll it back and you could look for, yes, and you could look in another direction.
That's Detective Comics number 27, May 1939.
Yeah. So, I don't think you can do that. This goes to the thought police thing that I think I had mentioned previously, that, you know, what you think is entertainment, what I think is entertainment might be different from somebody else, but that's the beauty of living in America, that we have all these choices. And you can't, when we live in this kind of a world, we don't want to have massive censorship, because then that limits our choices. And this is one thing we're fighting for constantly, to hang on to that word freedom. We want to continue to live in this kind of world because, geez, we really like it. There's a lot of stuff that I think is terrible that I wouldn't watch or think is art or think it's interesting or entertaining. But so what? Somebody else might. I don't have to watch it.
Yeah, we'd be pretty bored. I mean,
we would be boring. Yes. Yeah. But you understand, Ray, that you and I obviously are on the same page, probably with the whole Batman thing anyway, and I like Batman. I'm a Batman person. I've seen all the movies. We did a thing on Who's Your Favorite Batman and all that stuff. But some people would find the violence offensive, and then they go, oh, you know, the violence means it gives people ideas and all that other sort of thing. And I don't think you can say that, because you can get ideas from anything, certainly. So how can we tell movie studios they can't produce something that has violence in it?
And I think there's people saying that suits against the theater.
Yeah.
I don't know if they do that either. The emergency doors, they normally say right on the door that there's an emergency alarm. Was there an alarm? If there was an alarm, why didn't the people at the theater go to check out why the door was open? There was plenty of time, I would have thought.
Interesting. How much time did it take for him to run to the car? Because he didn't have body armor on when he was sitting in the theater. He leaves, he puts all that on, even if he's quick, gets the guns, and goes back in.
Yeah, that took a couple minutes.
Yeah, you know what? One time I had a coughing fit. You know when you just, it's like a cat, you have a hairball that flies into your mouth or something, and you can't, or it's the asbestos in the cheap theater, I don't know, but you can't breathe. I left the theater one time through an exit door because I was right by it, and nothing went off now that I think about it. There's no alarm.
Yeah, I don't think. Most of these places that have that on there, that's just to deter you from letting somebody in for free.
Right.
If the theater had advertised, we have armed security for your safety, or something like that, maybe they're liable. Warner Brothers, I don't see Warner Brothers liable for anything. I think it was very thoughtful of them for the donation they're making.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't see you suing Warner Brothers. It's not their fault. If you did, you'd have to go all the way back, like I said, to the people that invented Batman.
Right. Right. The concept, the whole idea, because think about it. Through the years, you could point to a lot of different things. The villains in Batman, which he was saying he was one of the villains. So, yeah. No, I agree with you. We're in agreement. There's no way. I think that if I'm the attorney for Warner Brothers, which, of course, they have mountains of money, they'll have good attorneys, and I think that they would win this.
About the only other thing I would like to add was, it looks like, from the research I just done, that comic book right now is selling for $1,075,000.
Yeah.
Original.
Yeah.
So, well, you have a nice evening, Kate.
Thank you. So I wonder if the value went up, which is a very strange thing. Thanks, Ray. It's funny that he brings up the comic, because I think that's where I think that's where I even first started to be a Batman person or any of the superheroes, because we used to, my brother and I used to read them among the comics that we read, and we would actually be at the Jersey Shore and we would be reading the comics, and yeah, it's too bad. It's too bad that this happened. It's awful for the families, and I think that the daughters had the right expressions from the quotes that I read, that the last thing they remember hearing from their father is that he loved them both, he was taking them to the movies, and they're trying to put a spin on it. I think the family is, where it's, okay, this is, we're celebrating this because we're not gonna let this pull us down. We're gonna have days that are gonna be rough, but we're gonna celebrate what he, you know, meant to us, which is the idea in any kind of a passing. It's just that the grief is, I think, magnified when something shocking happens. It's the unexpected that just gets you. It's being blindsided. None of us want to be blindsided. None of us would want to trade places with any of those people and be in that theater and have to figure out what's the best. I mean, this is real. This isn't fake. So what do I need to do here to survive? How do I elude this nut job? I think the thing is that happens with people is the panic. Is the somebody's gonna help me surely, so you become helpless. But in these theaters, and they're all laid out differently, there's not a lot of choices as to where you're gonna go, where you're gonna run, where you're gonna fall down. There's usually not a lot of options, and I can only imagine that there wasn't a lot of options for those people. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-KATE, or 5283 if you want to weigh in. Now, there are other things that have happened, like I am famous for saying odds and ends. There were certainly other odds and ends across America, and a couple of them actually rather big. There's no way I can escape these airwaves without at least mentioning them. But coming up next, we will mix that in to the conversation. We have the Daily Salute. And the Daily Salute is something very personal for me. Something very personal for me. That's next on the flip side.
Summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
The man who predicted the fall of communism is now predicting the fall of capitalism. He's dined with the Rockefellers, hung out with the Clintons, banged heads with the Beltway, and inspired companies, movements, and empires that have brought forth revolutionary change. He sat shoulder to shoulder with figures like George Bush Sr., Steve Forbes, Margaret Thatcher, and Boris Yeltsin, to name but a few. And his volume of work set out his groundbreaking financial newsletter, Strategic Investment, was so far ahead of its time, it helped transform not just the fates and fortunes of thousands of investors, but also the fates and and fortunes of entire nations. For the first time in 17 years, he's back once again with his first controversial video presentation. Go to fallofcapitalism.com to watch him reveal a landmark development, which he believes will set off the most violent economic reversal in history, one that carries the power to bring down the entire capitalist system. Go to fallofcapitalism.com to watch his controversial video before the powers that be wipe it from the internet. Again, it's www.fallofcapitalism.com.
He takes on the ruling class.
Fabian for Liberty.
He offers piercing political analysis.
Fabian for Liberty.
He's on the front lines of restoring the Republic.
Fabian for Liberty.
Fabian for Liberty. Spelled F-A-B-I-A-N. The number 4, Liberty. Fabian for Liberty.
Fabian for Liberty.
Subscribe now for weekly updates on the Fabian for Liberty YouTube channel. Helping humanity prepare in uncertain times. FabianForLiberty.com. The next generation of alternative media.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Salute. I said it was very, very personal to me, and I'll tell you why in a second. Plus, the blunder of the week. Oh, the blunder of the week is classic. It's classic. It's one of those things that you see it and you say, wow, how did I miss that? How did I miss that? It makes no sense. So, first, what we're going to do is recap a couple of quick things that you might not have heard about while you were sleeping. It's interesting because Rick in Illinois called this show, and he was obviously much more awake than I was. I heard about what had happened in Anaheim with the protesters who were at City Hall, who were upset over a story that concerned the police. However, I didn't think it was that serious, but apparently it was much more serious than I initially thought. They showed some video of it on something that I was watching before going on the air, and it seemed like just a protest that, this is getting a little out of hand, but it more than a little out of hand in Anaheim, lasting for a couple of days. They had to shoot rubber bullets into the crowd. They're shooting rubber bullets into the crowd. That's not a very good sign. That means there's something bigger happening there. I know. I've never had rubber bullets shot into any crowd that I was part of, and I don't know that a lot of you would have had that same experience. So, wow. You know, thinking about it, this was the follow-up to the conversation on the air. there were a couple of storefronts that got demolished in the riot over police killing, and it got out of hand. So it's another one of these crowd situations where the crowd got into a little bit of a frenzy, and what started out as something rather small got to be something that started to grow a little bit bigger. All right, here's my blunder though of the week. The blunder of the week has to be this: the Olympics opening game is on Friday, and the London guarantee big ratings for NBC. By the way, the London Olympic organizers displayed the South Korean flag on a big screen instead of North Korea's before a women's soccer match on Wednesday, which prompted North Koreans to dig their heels in and refuse to take the field for about an hour. Unless you change that flag, we're not competing, so you better figure out a way to change it. It was a match against Colombia, and they wouldn't go, you know, with the flag problem, they wouldn't do it. They said, nope, we're not going in. And, you know, here's the thing. Of course, can you blame them? What do you think? They're living in truce land since the 50s. So, no matter how you look at this, from an athlete's perspective, yeah, I don't think so. And flag problems are nothing new at the Olympics. In 92, at the Barcelona Games, Michael Jordan, Magic Johnson, Charles Barkley draped flags over their shoulders to hide a rival sponsor's logo on their jackets when they got their gold medals. At the Vancouver Games, which we covered here on America Tonight, the Australians displayed a flag with a boxing kangaroo, the mascot for the team, in the athlete's village, even though the International Olympic Committee rule that usually only permits national flags to be displayed. You know, they wouldn't allow something like that, so they relented for some reason there. But this one's brutal. There's a big difference between North and South Korea. A very big difference. So that's the blunder. All right, now, quickly, I don't want to digress and forget to do this, because I promised that this was something near and dear to me. So listen to what happened with my beloved Philadelphia Phillies again in the finale of a ball game, in the final game against the Milwaukee Brewers in that series. Here's what it sounded like, a little bit of the play-by-play snippet of Scott Fransky.
Swung on, hit in the air, right center field. That's going to fall for a base hit in front of Gomez. Fondo coming around third. Here's the throw to the plate. Not in time. They've done it again. Another walk-off come from behind win. Jimmy Rollins, his second walk-off winner of the week. The Phillies storming out of the first base dugout. They're celebrating again. They've swept the Brewers.
All right, what you need to know, the setup to this is the Phillies are crappy this year. And the Brewers are just a little bit crappier. So should they have beat them? Yes, they should have beaten them. How much does it help them in the chase for the wild card? Well, they're 9 games behind. I'm going to say it's very, very tough. But for me, as a fan of the Phils, it's great to see those wins, those back-to-back wins, after suffering through way too many losses. So you know what? I'll take my thrills any way I can get them. Bravo to Jimmy Rollins and the Philadelphia Phillies. For me, it's personal. Can we have some applause from the audience in Minnesota? Yeah. Of course, it only took them 10 innings with their mere 45-54 record. They're only 21-29 at home, but they won 4 straight, so They rallied in the 10th. That's the key thing, rallying. And it was. It was a sweet rally to watch like that, with Rollins pumping his fist in the air, an RBI single with two outs in the 10th. Yeah. A little bit too much too late, however, because 9 games is a lot of ground to make up. They're going to have to play 700 ball to try to get a wild card. The only way they can do that is 700. So therefore, that's why they're my special secret salute. And in looking at, actually, the standings, the Yankees always in the East on top. Tampa Bay is 8 games behind them. And Tampa Bay can be pretty competitive. I don't think there's any great surprises on any of the lists, except for, I would say, having Philadelphia in the basement and at 14 back just in the National League East is, I don't know, it seems shocking to me. My point is that I'm sure some of you have favorite teams, and when your favorite team surprises you with a win, ooh, that's pretty sweet. Reminds me of why I liked baseball in the first place. We seg from baseball to something we were just talking about, whether or not you can sue a movie theater. Well, you can, but whether you have a leg to stand on is a different thing. And in looking at that, I'd have to say, yeah, I'm going to go back to my initial conversation. How can you blame the theater? Whether you abhor violence, think it's unnecessary, think it's gratuitous in these movies, how can you pin that on them for this? And the answer is, yeah, I don't think so. And he's not going to reveal anything to the cops, most likely. They've been trying to work him over, but he's not doing that. So that says to me that you're just going to have to watch and see how this unfolds, especially with this package that he sent to the school. There are so many angry people. And speaking of angry, I said I would dive into Anaheim a little more specifically. What happened was people got angry. A group of people in the one neighborhood were upset over the fatal police shooting of a local man over the weekend, so they hit the streets of Anaheim for a fourth day of protests. And the shocker is, because it's a small group, the shocker is that they felt compelled to shoot rubber bullets. Oh, rubber bullets. And the Los Angeles suburb in Anaheim, which is definitely a suburb, the cars were just surrounding an area where you had a police officer, an Anaheim police officer, fatally shoot a Hispanic man that set off those protests. The man that he killed, or shot, rather, was Manuel Angel Diaz, and that happened on Tuesday. Wow. So bigger than I thought. Anaheim rocked. We're gonna let you hear what that sounded like coming up next on ATN.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink?
We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Jolene, Jolene, I'm begging of you, please don't take my man.
Quick Jolene, reminder, Jolene, coming up on our next show in our third hour, our medal count. Hey, it's kind of like playing the lottery. I think the Mega Millions is up to 52 million. You know, you see those big giant billboards, and you'd have to be blind not to see them. In every city that I've been in, they have those billboards up, whether it's kind of a small place or a big place. So that's why I know how much it is, $52 million. Well, you don't have to pay anything, and you can be in our little fun contest simply by snatching up a numerical guess. How many medals do you think the U.S. is going to win in the Olympics? If you get the overall count, you win the prize, closet, all that stuff. If you get gold, silver, and bronze, you can win something as well. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. We were talking about, or I was talking about the Anaheim thing, how we've gotten the phone call from Rick in Illinois who kept saying, there's this big deal happening in L.A., do you know what I'm talking about? And I knew that there something had bubbled over, but I didn't realize how big the bubbling was. And it was very, very big. I already mentioned this, the correlation of, if you use rubber bullets, yeah, it's probably in a different way pretty serious. Here's what that sounded like.
Oh. back up.
Wow, isn't that brutal? Did you hear that popping? And that's bullets. Some people who aren't familiar with the way it sounds, that's what they sound like. And the cops were going after the kids or the rioters who had hit like a bakery and some other things, front windows. So they were going after them, and geez, it makes you wonder. Starting off so young. So young. Hey, one of the crazy things is we kind of mix it up in a couple of different directions since we haven't had the opportunity to do that in the last shows. And you can still weigh in on whether or not the studio is to blame, because who would you blame for this? Society, the awkwardness of somebody and nobody reaching out, I don't know. If you were looking for blame, you want to assign blame, we can't help it, we're humans. Where do you throw the blame on the Colorado shooting? 855-266-KATE, 855-266-KATE. Read kind of a creepy article today. I was killing time, actually, at a very cool place called Cape May, where they have a huge aviation museum that is well worth it if you're ever in that area to go and make a stop there and check it out, because the F-14 Tomahawk, you really don't get a chance to see the Cadillac of planes very often on display, where you can just go right up and sit in the cockpit. That's all I'm saying. So while I was killing time waiting for somebody, I started to read this story about the 10 worst airports when it came to diseases. You know what they are? Would you be shocked that JFK in New York and Los Angeles International Airport, LAX, were first and second on the list? Honolulu International, third, even though they don't carry a lot of people, comparatively speaking. Also on the list, San Francisco, Chicago, Washington Dulles International Airport, Atlanta, Miami. Wow. Wow. And how do they arrive at this criteria? Public health crises, I believe is the word I was looking for, of the past decade, like SARS in 2003 and the H1N1 flu pandemic in 2009. Oh, boy, do we get tired of talking about that. They show how easy it is for diseases to spread around the world, including air travel. And the air travel is the thing that's so dangerous. Oh, the worst. That can be the worst, that where people have to come up with a different way to get what they need. The SARS outbreak spread to 37 countries, and it caused 1,000 or so deaths, and the H1N1 swine flu pandemic killed about 300,000 people. So that was pretty seriously. Wow. So somebody said to me, I was telling the story, somebody said to me, oh, that's like an entomologist's dream. Oh, I think we're going to have to dissuade that. An entomologist's dream. Oh, my, oh, my. How about where we are in terms of looking at the Middle East and Syria? If I were going to pack that into odds and ends, I would say Syria is more than shaky at this point. And it may be a situation where we've got no choice now because of some of the atrocities that we're hearing reported. But the Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, isn't even making a move in that direction. So that signifies something to me beyond Syria. Not that I'm a great reader of how someone's mind works just by meeting them, but this has been way too long. Way too long that Syria is trying to gain back its independence, if you will, for lack of a better way to describe it. And it's nasty. I mean, it is nasty. How is Bashar al-Assad going to hide? who has not seen his picture plastered all over the place. I mean, all over. The rebel militias are ongoing and in large part are defected soldiers, but there are also cases where civilians, including students and shop owners and also real estate agents you could throw into the group, and even part of Al-Assad's ruling Ba'ath party. And some describe the overwhelming amount of death there as taking its tolls. It's without a doubt trying to smuggle people across the border has become an interesting trade and a very scary one, a very, very scary one at that. But, you know, when you hear the things that you hear about what's happening to women and children, just other people in general, you think being told to dig graves for themselves, what kind of thing is that? Is there such thing as walking away? I mean, unbelievable. Unbelievable. All right, always at the end, when we're heading for the doors and we're in the dark, I say this one phrase that you never know what you're going to get. We're going to start have monthly drawings. If you send us your info at americatonight.net. So we just need your info and maybe a little input at americatonight.net. This is why we call that segment the odds and ends, because there are so many odds and ends to life and some of the strange things that we're seeing happening with absolutely without a doubt. Got a couple of emails that I want to just share with you quickly. One from Ann, who's listening to us in Illinois, and she says, I'm going to agree with some of the callers. We don't need all this coverage. I'm completely sick of it now at this point. And, of course, I'm referring to the Colorado shooter. This one from Jake, who listens to us in Austin. And Jake says, hey, when are you going to bring the little man around, which he's referring to the intern, Mahalo, who is a golden retriever and not little, 95 pounds. But I would love to get your scoop on marijuana and California. All right, thanks for the email. I think California, what he's talking about, is the fact that they're getting rid of pot dispensaries, bringing new meaning to the phrase, can I buy some pot from you?
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.